This is The Record on KUOW. Last month, media critic Anita Sarkeesian spoke at Seattle's Geek Girl Conference. 4 days later, she was forced to cancel an event at Utah State University. Someone had threatened to murder her and shoot up the school. That threat is just one of the many that Anita Sarkeesian has received since she started talking about women's role in geek culture. And it's just one example of the threats that women in the geek world receive every day. The issue has exploded into the national conversation called Gamergate. Seattle writer Jennifer Stuller co-founded Seattle's Geek Girl Conference. She says she wanted to create a space for women to be geeky and be safe, but not even Geek Girl Con was immune to the harassment happening with Gamergate.
The evening before, there had been a bomb threat at the conference center, and the morning of, there had been another threat. And when I heard this, Anita was just like, oh, okay. And my heart started pounding. For her, this has become the terrorist threat of the day type of thing, which is really sad and scary. And nobody really thought anything was going to happen. But for a place that's built on inclusivity and safety and a space to be free, it was frustrating and alarming, but it didn't deter anybody from being like, no, this is our space. You can't have it.
The anti-woman gaming harassment is really all over social media. I'm going to read a tweet here, and I'm quoting, "The fact that women go into hiding after receiving online death threats tells me that they probably aren't suited to be gamers at Gamergate." That's a direct quote. Pretty mild compared to some that are more directly violent. It's interesting because we're speaking in 2014. Mm-hmm. You've been putting on Geek Girl Con for four years now. This is a progressive city where people are aware of a lot of things. So what does that say about the state of geek culture, particularly and women within it?
There's this whole meme a few years ago called the fake geek girl meme. And this idea going around that women were only participating in geek culture for male attention, right? Because we only exist for male attention, right? When I first went to San Diego Comic-Con in 2006, I would go look through the long boxes of comic books and be completely ignored by the people staffing these booths. Because I wasn't supposed to be there. I wasn't a real customer. Women have found ways to bypass this. Comic book stores host ladies' nights, women-only evenings. They can come to Geek Girl Con. And the thing is, there's room for more, and it's good for business to actually embrace a larger market. I mean, women are saying, here, take our money. This is what we want.
Jennifer Stuller's with me. She's co-founder of Seattle's Geek Girl Conference, Geek Girl Con. She's a local writer and pop culture critic as well. Gamergate was a spark, I suppose. It was a symptom and also a spark. And it turned into a conversation not only about how women are treated in the geek world, but also about roles women play in that world and roles like this classic.
Mario!
That's Princess Peach awaiting her rescuer, Mario. It's a gaming version of the very old classic story of the damsel in distress. From your perspective, what is wrong with games that have plots and characters like Princess Peach?
I think what's wrong with them isn't necessarily that trope. It's that trope is the one that's used in every single game. It's like Anita Sarkeesian told Stephen Colbert recently, why can't the princess save herself? And you know, this goes back, this is in comic books, this is in movies, this is in television, this is a story as old as the world is itself, as long as storytelling has been, where the woman isn't in the heroic role. And there's so women become a prize, that the goal is to win the prize, and the prize is a female character.
How would you like to see women portrayed in games or geek culture in general?
In many, many, many different ways. I mean, that's so hard to answer because I would like to see them in a diverse array of roles, because it's not just women and the stories that are told about them. It's women and the way that their bodies are represented. People of size, you're seeing disabled persons, you're seeing women of color, and not just the large-bosomed, impossibly athletic and muscled, scantily clad female character, which is not in and of itself bad, it's bad when it's the only thing that's out there.
Why do you think it's important that we as women see ourselves in geek culture or any other culture for that matter?
Because we're here. Because we exist. Because we do things and that they're amazing.
Jen Stuller is with me, Seattle writer and pop culture critic. And to go back to Gamergate, it started with a dispute between this ex-boyfriend and his ex-girlfriend, who is a female game developer. He accused her of sleeping with the reviewers so that they would give her positive reviews. But Gamergate has transcended that. It's a fuel for a conversation about harassment at this point in time. At its core, if somebody asked you from outside your world what Gamergate is about, what would you say? Oh,
it's the current smokescreen for sexism and misogyny to be executed against women who use their voice in public.
Well, you've touched on something. The geek world is growing, but it is just one slice, your big slice, but one slice of the overall culture. What does Gamergate say about tech or entertainment or anything beyond just games?
I hope that these conversations that are happening are productive. I hope Anita being invited to be on the Colbert Report is productive. I mean, I have women tell me every single day, women who are not as well recognized as Anita Sarkeesian or Brianna Wu, who receive death threats every single day for critiquing popular culture. And what happens? I'm going to rape you. I'm going to kill your husband. I'm going to... Worse, and worse. It's mind-boggling, you know?
But the overt hostility that is coming out of this geek culture, which one would assume from the outside is a little bit more enlightened because it's a 21st century culture.
Yeah. It's very puerile behavior, right? It feels very adolescent in its manifestation, doesn't it? It also feels very much like a game. Some of these campaigns are even given game-like names, like Operation Disrespectful Nod, which was a way to get advertisers to pull their support from different gaming outlets that may or may not have supported the female gamers and game designers and critics who are being harassed. So Operation Disrespectful Nod. Operation, it sounds like a game, and it's not. These are people's lives. And it's shocking to me, no matter what these people are feeling or how they don't feel like they're being heard. I don't know what this it's terrifying, the complete lack of empathy.
So what's the answer to this? How do you fix the problem?
How do you fix sexism and misogyny in geek culture?
Do you have the answer?
Oh, Marcy, I don't have the answer to that. I mean, I think us coming together and having Geek Girl Con, whether or not there are threats against us coming together and having that space and saying, you don't have to have geek cred to be here. You don't have to claim a geek identity to be here. No matter who you are, if you want to come to Geek Girl Con and put on a costume or play a ukulele and sing a geeky song or sit on a panel and share your expertise with us, we want you to come and be here and be part of this community because we believe in you.
I was going to ask you whether you feel safe having this conversation on the radio where a whole different world is going to hear you.
You know, and I thought about that. I did think about, would I be safe having this conversation on the radio? But the thing is, I mean, I'm not going to let the people that I know who are getting harassed go out there and do this by themselves. We cannot be silenced through terrorism. And this is terrorism. Yes, I do get a little bit nervous, but that's not going to stop me. I have to get up here. I have to speak. I have to stand with my geek allies because this is important. And it's important to me.
Jennifer Stuller, co-founder of Seattle's Geek Girl Conference. She's also a local writer and pop culture critic. She spoke to KUOW's Marcy Silman. By the way, the next Geek Girl Con is scheduled for October 2015. It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.